As our corn continues to move through vegetative stages of growth and closer to moving into reproduction, we're continuing to look for pests in corn. This includes scouting for diseases and insects. Last week, I visited with you about Goss's wilt, and this week, we're going to discuss western bean cutworm. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I provide unbiased research-based information to you for you to apply on your farm. The life cycle for the western bean cutworm includes adults emerging from the soil in late June and early July. Then they mate and begin to lay eggs. The western bean cutworm moth lays eggs in clusters that include 5 to 200 eggs on the top surface of the upper third of a corn plant. The eggs require 5 to 7 days to develop, during which time the egg color starts as a white color, changes to tan, and then to purple immediately before they hatch. The larvae feed on fresh pollen and vegetation before moving to the ear of the corn plant to feed. Scouting for western bean cutworm should begin in the cornfield. First moths are caught. These moths were caught this past week in Nebraska, directly north of us. Control decisions should be made shortly after the moth flight peaks. This usually happens in early to mid-July. Western bean cutworm moths prefer to lay eggs in corn plants that are in the whorl stage of growth compared to those that have completely tasseled. So pay particular attention to the later planted cornfields or those with uneven development. And we have a few of those uneven development fields just based on the damage that we've had from hail throughout the area. When scouting for western bean cutworms in corn, check 20 plants in at least 5 areas of each field. Look for eggs on the upper surface of the uppermost leaves and look for larvae in the tassel. Now, what if you have BT corn? BT corn hybrids with proteins that are active against western bean cutworms appear to control the larvae very well, although not entirely, but shouldn't need any treating. The corn hybrids that have BT resistance to the western bean cutworm include those with events CRY1F and VIP3A. If you're not sure about what your corn hybrid has, I posted the handy BT trait table on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. It includes a list of commercially available BT corn hybrids and the proteins that they express. Because future corn prices are just a bit above $3.50 per bushel, if 4% of the corn plants have egg masses or larvae, consider applying an insecticide. If this insecticide is warranted, it should be made when 95% of the plants in the field have tasseled. This application timing increases the chance that the worms will be feeding on the new pollen and that they will be exposed to the insecticide, resulting in better control. In addition, chemigation has provided very good control of this insect, even at the lowest labeled rates. There are many treatments labeled for control of the western bean cutworm. They include Asana, Ambush, Bathroid, Pounce, Lore's Ban, Capture, Mustang, Pencap, Prevathon, Proaxis, Warrior, and Seven. There are many generics with these active ingredients that will also give very good control. I posted an article from the University of Nebraska with pictures of the western bean cutworm moth, the egg masses, and the larva. This is posted at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. In addition, the University of Nebraska has a new scouting app for western bean cutworm for speed scouting of this pest. I encourage you to check out this app because it provides really good details on scouting for this pest. If you have any questions, please give me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, and St. Francis, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.